Thank you very much for coming, despite your busy schedule and also for the late hours of the day. We'd like to start the press conference now. First of all, let me introduce the attendants today. Chairman of the Board of Directors and President, Mr. Masashi Muromachi. Mr. Hiroyuki Itami, who is a director, as well as the committee chair of the Management Revitalization Committee. And head of the Financial Department, Mr. Yukikazu Watanabe. I will moderate the program today. My name is Hasegawa from Public Relations and Investor Relations. Today, initially, Mr. Muromachi will make some statement, and then Mr. Itami will talk about the new governance scheme and management scheme, which had been recommended by the Management Revitalization Committee. And then Mr. Muromachi explained about overview of the restatement of the financial past years, and then we'll talk about overview of the projection of FY 2014. And Mr. Watanabe, the financial director, will explain about the overview of the performances as well. Now, I'd like to invite Mr. Muromachi to make some statement. My name is Muromachi. I'd like to express my sincere apologies to the market and shareholders and stakeholders for our inappropriate financial accounting. I'd like to apologize for our disturbances to you. As we have already mentioned, in this inappropriate accounting issue, we have initiated independent investigation committee based on the reports. We have considered the established the Management Revitalization Committee to consider governance scheme, new management scheme, and preventative measures. On July 29th, the first meeting of Management Revitalization Committee has been held. We have held five times of the meetings, and we have the diligent discussion in those meetings. We have received the recommendation about the governance scheme and the new management scheme. Based on this recommendation, we have actually made a resolution in nomination committee as well as the resolution by the Board of Directors meeting. And the recommendation of this Management Revitalization Committee will be explained by Mr. Itami, who is the head of the committee. Thank you. I am the chair of the Management Revitalization Committee. I'm also the outside director. Through the five times discussion, I'd like to talk about the recommendations of this committee on the governance scheme and also new management. We have done the discussion five times, but before that, we have the preventative countermeasure team have discussed on this issue extensively before as well. In this Management Revitalization Committee, this is a scheme of this organization. I'm not going into details of that. The current four external auditors and outside two experts and observers. Four observers have attended this Management Revitalization Committee. What we have discussed in this committee is to discuss the mission of Board of Directors. How do we position Board of Directors meeting? Our conclusion is that this meeting has a function to monitor and oversight of business execution and decision of the basic strategy of the company. And those both points will be emphasized. And this slide shows the overview of the configuration of directors is described here. Approximately 10 to 12 directors and majority or 6 to 8 outside directors. It includes business management, legal and accounting experts and people with professional expertise will be included. And the chairman currently under the current articles of incorporation, the chairman of the company is the chairman of the board, but that articles of incorporation is changed so that the outside directors can become the chairman of the board as well. Under such structure, in order to fulfill its function, what has to be enhanced is the appropriate assistance to the outside directors. I will not go into the detailed points, which is described in this slide. The various functions will be enhanced to do so. And that is a recommendation this committee has described. Under the Board of Directors, there are three committees: Nomination Committee, Compensation Committee, and Audit Committee. All the members are outside directors. It is 4 to 5 directors. And President and Executive Officers will attend this meeting as an observer and explain the company situations. The important issue was that internal control did not function well, so that Independent Investigation Committee has pointed out the following two problems of internal control as well as the corporate, as well as in each company. Internal control did not function very well. So therefore, 4 recommendations has been recommended from the third part of the Independent Investigation Committee. 4 points, and then there are 2 major points has been discussed, which is the strong oversight and monitoring organization, which is independent from the execution of the business, and then also to secure the independent of the financial accounting function. So that how this independent oversight and monitoring organization is established in, let me explain. We established the audit committee, which consists of 4 to 5 outside directors. Under that, there are 2 organizations. First one is internal auditing departments. Internal audit departments do the monitoring and audits of the middle management. And the other one, audit committee office, will mainly audit the top management. And executive officers will be monitoring those 2 organizations, but then audit committee will have the vesting human HR selection rights, and internal audit departments will audit the actual business operation, and audit committee office will review the audit overall policies as well as the assistance activities for external outside auditors as well.
On assuring independence of financial accounting function, on the left-hand side, you see the current situation. Simply put, the major point is that company CFO, chief financial officer, or company accounting department fall under company president. If this is the case, the independence of financial department, which is the basic accounting principle, which is the most important issue to be followed, it cannot be followed, or at least there is a risk of not being followed. So as you can see on the left-hand side, we have the corporate CFO, which is independent from the business operation, so that we will be able to have that reporting line, which can establish the independence. And this is the recommendation being made by the Management Revitalization Committee. Next, factors to be considered for the Nomination and Compensation Committees. The Independent Investigation Committee pointed out that the current internal control did not assume the risk of top management be involved in the inappropriate accounting practice. In other words, was the model adequate to stop management overdrive? The second point was the overemphasis of seeking net profit. Based on this, Nomination Committee will be comprised of outside directors, as mentioned before. But in the nomination of presidency, there will be two major changes. Firstly, Nomination Committee will thoroughly devise successor plan. Secondly, to check on the president, anonymous confidence vote system was recommended. Regarding the Compensation Committee, discussion is still underway. But in principle, compensation scheme based on mid to long-term enterprise value must be established. As a first task, the nomination committee must define a process to nominate executive president. From around October, the committee will initiate discussion on the ideal profile of a president, and I will explain about it later. A confidence vote will be taken for the current president by the current executive officers. Candidates for presidency will be listed by both the committee and the current executive president. After going through various assessments, the next president will be appointed. This is the general process flow recommended by the panel.
The other recommendation is evaluation scheme for the president. Let me explain that nomination committee will nominate the president, but in that process will become more effective and also has a controlling function to the president, and those who knows the daily activities of the president will have the anonymous confidence vote will be held every year. Items of confidence with their good compliance attitude by the president, and also can be trustworthy as a business manager. So yes or no, or do not know, will be voted. This vote will be done by executive officers, except directors, management directors, vice presidents, branch office manager, general manager of the staff division, in-house company presidents. About 120 people will make anonymous confidence vote. It will be submitted only to the nomination committee only. It will not be disclosed to the outside. And this will be the reference information when the presidents will be nominated. So far, these are the main governance scheme recommended by the Management Revitalization Committee. Today, new schemes was announced, and then this committee will continue to meet once weekly and mainly deliberate and discuss on the prevention measures. And after the extraordinary shareholders meeting at the end of September, this organization will be an internal organization. Therefore, this committee will complete its mission by the end of September. The other important thing is the new management. And in Management Revitalization Committee, we have discussed individual names, who is suitable and who can, especially for the individuals who will be reselected and continue as a director. For example, Mr. Muromachi and myself are the candidates for continuing as a director. All these Toshiba people have left the room, and committee members and observers who has no interest in this have discussed this new, and also they have approved by the Management Revitalization Committee. Those are lists of the directors, outside directors, and for internal directors, and representative director and the president should be Mr. Muromachi. This has been approved by the Management Revitalization Committee. The reason for selecting Mr. Muromachi is because he has abundant experience and company-wide management experiences as well by Mr. Muromachi to face this crisis in Toshiba. So the position of the chairman will be vacant for some time. So these recommendations has been presented from the Management Revitalization Committee. In the first meeting when the mass media was present, I said that Toshiba have lost trust from three parties, capital markets, customers, and employees, above all, most important people. So we need to recover those trusts by these people, and I hope that this would initiate the first step in getting the trust back to us. And I think you notice in the if you read the report of the Management Revitalization Committee itself, the Independent Investigation Committee itself has made the reports that you would hope for the first step for the true revitalization of the Toshiba. And we will wish for that as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then, President and CEO Masashi Muromachi will explain about the restatements of the past financial results and the forecast of FY 2014. Let me brief you on the revisions of the past financial statements and the forecast of FY 2014. I have to give you some announcement to begin with. We should be prepared to give you the final net income slash loss, but unfortunately, due to the fact that much time is required to calculate the taxes, unfortunately, we can only provide you with the numbers before tax, i.e., we can only talk about the income before income tax. Firstly, revisions. As already being disclosed on July 20th, for the fiscal period covering FY 2008 to the third quarter of FY 2014, Independent Investigation Committee delegated figure of negative 151.8 billion yen and self-check adjustment of negative 4.4 billion yen total to the correction of minus 156.2 billion yen as announced. In addition to this, we have adjusted the figures with the audit company and calculated the effect in line with the aforementioned revisions. The total of this number was 56.8 billion yen. Breakdown being 44 billion for the impairment loss of fixed assets, minus 7 billion for PC business, minus 2 billion for visual products, and minus 35 billion for discrete systems and LSI of semiconductor business. Other restatement impact of minus 12.8 billion yen will be recognized as well. Regarding the forecast for FY 2014, we expect to record an operating income of 170 billion yen, income before income tax of positive 140 billion yen, while after we calculate the tax, net income will be in the negative. These absolute negative figures will be provided to you as soon as we settle the numbers. These figures factor in the impairment loss of 127 billion yen. I will give you the details later, but simply put, the U.S. SDP, the nuclear power plant, contributed to this negative figure, and also semiconductor business actually incurred a fixed asset impairment in total of 127 billion yen. On the notice regarding dividend of surplus year-end dividend dated May 8th, we have announced that after finalizing our financial statements, another record date will be set and the payment of a dividend will be re-examined then afterward. Since FY2014's consolidated net income is expected to be in the negative, we sincerely apologize for having to forgo the dividend payment this term. Given in the current management environment and the financial position, for the dividend of surplus to be paid out based on the record date of September end 2015, we will set it to be 0 yen. We extend our deepest apology to our shareholders, investors, and all other stakeholders. Under the new management, we will put our full-fledged effort to resume dividend payout on the earliest possible date. Your understanding is most deeply appreciated. Next, income before income tax. We will be talking about the cumulative revisions and the inline impact. And I will use this waterfall chart to explain to you the details. From FY2008 to the third quarter of FY2014, income before income tax was 583 billion yen. By making adjustments of negative 151.8 billion yen, as reported by the independent panel, minus 4.4 billion as discovered by self-check, and minus 56.8 billion as revision impact, revised income before income tax is calculated to be a cumulative figure of 370 billion yen. Next, performance results of FY2014. Operating income is expected to be 170 billion yen. Downward factors such as the restructuring cost of PC and visual products businesses in some markets and litigation expenses, a total of 48 billion yen, and 127 billion yen of asset impairment losses pertaining to the U.S. nuclear power plant construction project, SDP, discrete system of semiconductor businesses, and white goods are included. And let me give you the breakdown. SDP executed the impairment partially in 2013, and we have yet another impairment in FY2014 because the electricity price in Texas fell. Therefore, we decided that we have to incur impairment. So we recorded minus 41 billion yen. And for semiconductors, for the discrete, we had to execute the impairment of minus 42 billion, white goods, minus 39 billion yen. And in addition to that, for in-vehicle fuel cell, we have to register minus 5 billion yen. Therefore, it was a total of 127 billion yen. And so, in addition to the operating income of 170 billion yen, if we did not have a special factor of 127 billion yen, we could have registered the operating income of 350 billion yen. Now, by segment, for energy and infrastructure, 25 billion yen, community solutions and healthcare, 78 billion yen, electronic devices and components, 214 billion yen. But unfortunately, for lifestyle, we incur negative 110 billion yen. Next, allow me to explain about how we plan to tackle management issues given the past results restatements and the FY 2014 forecast. What are the management issues? For the social infrastructure business, as indicated by the Independent Investigation Committee, we will implement an appropriate construction completion accounting method and review our order management process. For businesses such as PCs, visual products, white goods, discrete semiconductors, and system LSIs, we will explore diverse avenues without any constraints, including restructuring our overseas operations and brand licensing. In order to recoup the impairment of equity, we have to regain our capital equity position, and we will enhance our business profitability and accelerate divesting our non-core assets. As already announced on July 22nd, we sell the shares of Kone Corporation and registered proceeds of about 113 billion yen.
I'd like to explain about our nuclear business that you may have been concerned with. First of all, I'd like to talk about long-term electricity demand and nuclear power. This is the IEA, World Energy Outlook, which is worldwide well-known and established report. According to this, nuclear power generation was 2,461 terawatt-hour in 2012. 1 terawatt is 1 trillion. And however, in 2040, nuclear power generation will become 4,644 terawatt-hour. According to this, power capacity of nuclear power generation will become 392 gigawatt. 1 gigawatt nuclear power plant is equivalent to the 1 reactor of 1 million kilowatt, and which will be increased to 624 gigawatt. It will be repeating the closure and new establishment of the nuclear power plant. Under such situation, as a Toshiba Group, we are focusing on the fuel and service business. Currently, the fuel and service business constitute about 80% of the sales in our nuclear business, so that is our core business. In fuel, we will have the high efficient fuel and high reliable fuel. Using these new fuels, we are expanding our sales. We have received order of the fuels more than 200 billion Japanese yen in 2014. In the service business, Toshiba and Westinghouse superior technology has been proposed. In combined with the fuel, our order backlog has expanded to more than double if we compare the time to the time of the acquisition of Westinghouse. In FY 2014, the order backlog exceeded 1.5 trillion Japanese yen. On our consolidated performance and also the impairment evaluation, This graph shows from 2008 to 2014 a cumulative consolidated net sales of the nuclear business. It was 6,600 billion yen in 2014. That's been impacted from the Great East Japan earthquake, so it was temporarily declined, but it has recovered in 2014. Compared to the time of the acquisition of Westinghouse in 2006, EBITDA has reached accumulated 370 billion Japanese yen since its acquisition. In terms of the impairment evaluation of Westinghouse, or goodwill, we are conducting impairment tests every year. So there was no change or no event happened to confirm that the, there would not impact on the book value of the asset. We will continue to have the strict test together with the audit house. That concludes my remark. General Manager of Finance and Accounting Division, Mr. Watanabe, will explain about the financial aspect. My name is Watanabe. As it has been explained, I will make some supplemental information. But prior to my explanation, as a corporate, I'm in a position to be in charge of the finance and accounting division. I'd like to apologize for our disturbance and concern to you. I'd like to apologize. We have received comments and findings, and we will receive it, and we will use it all of our best effort to do our prevention measures and improvement. So thank you very much. I'll first talk about the restatement of past financial results. As Mr. Muromachi has already explained, in fiscal years and also per item, it is shown in the graph. On the far right, it shows the accumulation total of 6 years plus three quarters total. As he has already explained, 213 billion restatement have to be done, downwardly adjusted. And in each of the fiscal year, in FY 2008, FY11, FY12, in these three fiscal years, there is a significant amount of the downwardly adjusted restatement. And also, amount of the impairment of fixed assets was significant in the 2 years, FY 2008 and FY 2011. In others, there was 12.8 billion Japanese yen was additionally restated. After the independent investigation committee, further assessment examination has found additional restatement, and also, just like the fixed assets impairment, there have been some revaluation was needed, and therefore some additional restatement had to be done. In next page shows the forecast for FY 2014. In terms of sales, in FY 2014, this will increase the sales by 170 billion yen, mainly social infrastructure such as power generation and electronic device business such as memory and storage will continue to grow. In terms of operating income, this will be 170 billion, and income before income tax is 140 billion yen, which will be declined from the previous year. There's been some special items to be noted, described on the bottom right corner. And the far right column shows the forecast announced on September 18th, 2014. However, this is already withdrawn, but just for information, we have this column here. And according to the, at the point of the September 18th, 2014, these special items and other items were not considered and incorporated in this statement. So in this restatement, revaluation of assets has been done significantly and strictly. With this restatement, the businesses with restated business will go back to that timing in the past and to do the consider the situation in objective manner to do the restatement. And for the items which have not been restated, if there's any concern, we have considered and went back to that past time to see whether any possibility of collecting of the assets in that time. Especially in FY 2014, we have evaluated for the part that it should be stressed in the accounting, we have made some very conservative evaluation was done as well.
Regarding PC and TV, we track back to FY 2008, and based on the situation then, factoring the deficit, we concluded that entire fixed assets must be impaired. Semiconductor business-wise, for system LSI in FY 2010 and 2011, deficit was recorded for two consecutive years. Cash flow was quite weak, and impairment was executed for FY 2011. For discrete business of semiconductors, in FY 2014, cash flow generation capability was quite fragile, so impairment was recognized. For white goods, the books were in the red. Continuous restructuring has been conducted. Nonetheless, the operation could not keep pace with the changing environment, and the recovery measures were inadequate. Therefore, looking at the cash flow of 2014, we decided to recognize impairment in FY 2014. For non-fixed assets, South Texas project has been mentioned by President Muromachi. So following 2013, in 2014, we will totally impair the entire amount, including the investment and loans. Westinghouse-wise, annual business plan review will be conducted and appropriate stress will be accounted for in evaluating goodwill. We evaluate nuclear power plant business in totality, encompassing both domestic and overseas operations. As a whole, a steady improvement and generation of cash flow can be expected. No impairment, therefore, is required, and we believe that there is adequate potential of recovery. In FY 2011, we acquired Landis+Gyr smart meter business. Based on the status quo, asset is sufficiently recoverable. Next, deferred tax assets. Future taxable income achievement rate is the factor we have to keep monitoring to see our deferred tax assets value. This exercise is still underway. Regarding Toshiba Corporation and its consolidated subsidiaries, in particular the domestic subsidiaries, we believe that we can recover the assets. Having said that, for some overseas subsidiaries, the exercise is still going on, and including the accountants, we are continuing the verification of the asset value. As soon as we complete this exercise, we will make sure to disclose the situation on a timely basis. Let's look at the cash flow. Despite major restatement made, we are proud to demonstrate steady cash flow improvements. Since FY 2013, we uphold cash flow-oriented management, and various measures were taken. For example, enhancement to the operations to optimize asset efficiently. I believe that we are witnessing tangible results. Free cash flow of 140 billion yen was registered. In FY 2014, an improvement of 100 billion yen year over year. Cash flow for investing activities is realizing asset-light model. And this is all from the financial side.